into the world of digital painting. You can draw. Look at the things in my drawing. It's all super simple. We are all artists, and it is very important for our health that we create art. You are sure to create countless works, and there is a small organizational principle that will help you keep things tidy and last a long time. Always sign and date your works, even if it is just a crooked circle. Seemingly unfinished or broken things are very important for your art book. They will show your beginnings, your progress, and serve as icons and decorations in your art book. But your art book comes second to your portfolio, and the portfolio is the main part of the organizational principle. Take good care of everything you create and upload it to a popular portfolio site. Over the years, you will create a fascinating catalog of all your art. People will love to visit your beginnings and contrast them with your later works. Maybe you'll even make a video about it. As a side note, if you ever try to sell your art, the company doing hosting and payment processing may ask to see your portfolio. Portfolio is a big deal. If you are still in high school, your art portfolio will become much more important than the diploma, like 50 or 100 times more important. It's ridiculous. No matter your age, find a coffee shop that will exhibit your works. Print them out on shiny paper and make some sticker versions to give away. Don't worry if people scribble on your art. They are just really busy in their minds, and more than anything, they need your help. Give the troublemakers plenty of stickers and encourage them to become artists too. If you aren't really sure what to create, there's this amazing, amazing art movement called lowbrow or pop surrealism. To me, lowbrow is about cute, strange things that make people of all ages smile, like the silly cat I drew for you. I suspect that lowbrow is the greatest form of art ever created. Flow. The biggest part of the reason why you may feel that you are stuck is that you are forcing the creation of something that can't be, not quite yet. Don't try to paint a perfect portrait of your aunt for her birthday. Not at first, anyways. Paint the birthday if only the local cats showed up. Start with the eyeballs of the first cat. Make one bigger than the other. Give the cat an adult beverage and flow to the next cat. Your aunt will love that more than her portrait. She will recognize that you are overflowing with silliness and creativity, that the artwork you created for her will only exist one time in this universe. The program you should use is called Krita, and you need the $40 XP Pen 640 tablet. In digital painting, you are tasked with managing layers of your painting. That means that eyes live on a different layer than the tones of a face. You can spend an afternoon painting eyes, and it will not warp or influence any other layers. When something goes wrong or isn't quite right, one of my favorite tools is the Q-tip that does blurring and blending. In a way, it almost kind of acts like a gentle eraser. Kind of. It gives you the might of tweaking details. There are a few tools that let you move paint around, but the Q-tip is the coolest. The way you find in-between colors for blending is just by using the eyedropper on whatever you have already on your screen. The right mouse button will give you a pop-up menu, and it is quite enough to adjust colors there. If you need more control, change to Wide Gamut Selector under Configure Krita Pop-up Palette. The first thing you will face is the choice of brush, and I know exactly what it is, the airbrush. It seems like it is meant to spray large areas, but no, that is kind of pretty much the main drawing tool. Make the spray small, of course, but your edges will always be neat and soft. I used the flow brush at first, but it makes visible layers that need blending, so use a small airbrush. The flow brush is still really nice if what you are doing is creating outlines, if you are just setting the foundation for whatever shape you are working on. Remember to make sure that all your layers are locked, except for the one that you are working with. This cuts down on confusion on those busy days. Paying extra attention to your layers means that you will never mix them up. Always name your layers well, be it Krita or Blender. Good organization keeps confusion away. Once you are done painting the outline of the thing, lock the transparency. For example, go the extra step to just create the outline of a cat's head. And now, if you lock the transparency, your brushes will only work on existing paint. They will not go outside of edges. This is a wonderful way of masking everything away. Now you can spray around the edges without worry. Tab will put your interface into full screen so that you can focus on your art. Bring whatever it is that you are working on into the center of your monitor. This way, it will always be in the center of your tablet. Zoom is how you draw perfect lines. If you are working on an eye, zoom all the way in and make your brush bigger. You always get the perfect shapes and perfect details when you zoom in. No problem. If you have difficulty drawing hair right to left, hit the M button. This will mirror your drawing, allowing you to flick hair left to right. My final words of advice is to get really, really mad because you've been born an artist and nobody told you. Rage. 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 Paint everyone that has ever stood in your way with shiny, googly eyes in strange places and above all, in strange positions. Turn them into animals that they really are. And if you ever paint yourself kicking their butts, I hope you paint yourself with a shiny crown. Because you really are royalty. You are an artist.